Kia ora, and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast. Very excited to have on the line with me right now, on the day of the incredible release, well, the release of an incredible album. Stumbling over my words here. I must be starstruck. I have Tiny Ruins on the line. Good morning.
Hey, Liam. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well as well.
Yeah, I would be if I were you. I mean, release day, ceremony. We've had some wee tasters of it already, and I think everyone's loved what they've heard so far. How are you feeling about everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's all quite a, you know, an administrative nightmare releasing an album these days.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There are so many things to get your head around. I feel like an old person, but...
Well, you don't look it, if that helps.
just updating my link tree, you know?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, that's always a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but aside from all of that, it does feel good, you know? It feels like Christmas if I was the only person celebrating Christmas.
So... tell us a little bit about Ceremony. What's kind of the inspiration behind it?
Oh, a lot of things. It spans sort of a number of years, writing it and then recording it. So I started writing it around the time we were mixing Olympic Girls. And
oh wow!
Just checking. I have a little delay there. Is that on your end as well?
No.
Okay, that's fine then. As long as it's not bothering the listeners.
No, it's A-OK here.
Okay, good. Oh, it's gone. I think. No, I haven't. what I was saying is, yeah, the writing of it kind of took place when I moved back to this area of West Auckland, Tamaki Makaurau. It's kind of towards the Waitakere Ranges and the bush and the mountains, and kind of not what you visualize when you think of Auckland. But yeah, moving back to this part of the city, which is where I grew up, kind of from the age of 10, and it really influenced the my writing from around that time. And I just was doing a lot of walking, listening to the mixes for Olympic Girls, and yeah, like went through a year of kind of like a bit of nightmare, kind of tragic personal loss, and then that kind of permeated the feeling of the landscape that I was walking through. And this sounds very rambly.
No,
and I was literally rambling, but. yeah, I guess the album is set around the shores of the Manukau Harbour, where I still live now, and it's been influenced by adopting a couple of dogs and also walking around.
Oh, I love that.
These various little bays and creeks and gullies with the dogs. And, yeah, it's kind of about a lot of things, and I've gone into some detail in interviews of the kind of nitty-gritty of it, but I guess it's actually like a lot of things, so it's hard for me to pinpoint.
Yeah, yeah. I think, first of all, you know, thank you for sharing those experiences through your music. But, yeah, it sounds like, you know, from love to loss, there's a lot of inspiration in this album. Have you found... how that motivates you as a musician? Do you find like almost this album was easier to do or harder?
Sorry, I can hear my toddler yelling. Hoping that's not
no, it's also authentic. It's authentic. Love it.
Was it harder? I remember struggling with the final. Remember texting another songwriter friend and just saying, I'm really struggling with the last kind of three songs, just finishing them. And you know, lyrics are always hard, and often I'll think that they're not good enough, and so I'll challenge myself to write, you know, a different chorus, which is what happened with the song Dog's Dreaming. I didn't think that that chorus was, I just thought I could somehow encapsulate something better, but I tried and tried and tried and couldn't, and we recorded a couple of versions with these other really bizarre choruses, and then I just came back to that original one because it was just like, no, that's the sound of the words was what I wanted, and the kind of forcefulness of the words was what I wanted.
Well,
I
guess it's interesting. You almost have to try out a few things to kind of discover how it was originally was the best way to do it, type thing.
Yeah, it is often the case. Your original thought is often the one that you want to come back to because it's like the most true or something.
So tell me, you're also going on tour.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Do you like touring?
I do once I'm on it, but I have like crippling dread leading up to it.
I feel you. It's just like my approach to everything, I think, to be
honest. Yeah.
What are the details for the Christchurch or Te Tahi show?
Oh my goodness. It's the it's the first one of the tour.
Oh, we're gonna be breaking fantastic.
We're going to be like a wild horse in the ring broken in at Loon's, and it's on the 11th of May, I want to say.
Let's go with that.
In a couple of weeks. I'm just finding my link tree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, handy old link tree.
to find the dates. But I'm pretty sure it is, the 11th of May at Loon's.
And where can people get tickets?
The wonderful Pickle Darling will be opening, which is just...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
People can get tickets from our link tree on, Instagram and Facebook, etc. Mm-hmm. But they're from Banish Music.
Man, link tree's getting a good shout out this morning.
Well, I'm lazy, you know, I can't keep all the things open.
Hey, I don't blame you there. So you've already said it's going to be like a wild horse coming out of the stable. Are you a particularly like lively performer? Is there a lot of theatrics in it? For those who haven't seen you, like, what can they sort of expect from your live shows?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, it's the full band. So if you haven't seen Tiny Ruins as a band, it's been the same lineup for the last sort of decade. And so we're pretty, I don't want to say well-honed, but... We have a certain energy for sure,
cool.
And I think it's a fairly special thing. I mean, maybe I just think that because it's my band, but yeah, I think it's a special show. It's just there aren't really any tricks or theatrics, but it's just us playing the album basically.
Yeah, and
hopefully that's enough.
No, I think that's fantastic. And I guess you probably haven't performed this album much, so it'll be very exciting. Do you feel like music often takes a different meaning for you when you perform it live?
Yeah, I've always said it doesn't really kind of exist until you've played it to a crowd.
Yeah, interesting, wow.
And sometimes it's like, oh, that's a really different song to what I thought, you know, once you start playing it. It does give a different feeling once you're playing it to people and people responding to it. We've played about half the album live at various shows. And in fact, one in Littleton a couple of years ago, it was like really workshopping the songs before deciding how we were gonna release it and everything.
Oh, well, Littleton is a perfect place for that, really.
Yeah, that was a fun show. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Holly, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and congratulations once again. It's so cool to have this out, and the music is just beautiful. You should be so proud. And yeah, have a absolutely fantastic day. Tend to that toddler of yours. I hope they're well and happy and healthy. And yeah, bask in the glory that is release day. Thank you so much for joining me.
I appreciate it, Liam. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day.
Cool. Yeah, you too.
And that was the wonderful, wonderful Holly from Tiny Ruins. The album Ceremony is out today. We, of course, have playlisted Dogs Dreaming from that album. And I thought it would be wrong not to play it right now. So here you go, guys. Here is Dogs Dreaming by Tiny Ruins.
strange things to be there. I go there all the time. It's strange to be there.